بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد الحمد لله. We're still on chapter 41, and chapter 41 is concerning the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: whosoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet that person. And we said that there are three hadith in this chapter, and we only covered two. And today, inshallah, we cover the final hadith of this chapter. And this hadith is, he says, Imam al-Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayh, حدثنا يحيى ابن بكير حدثنا الليث عن عقيل عن ابن شهاب أخبرني سعيد ابن المسيب وعروة ابن الزبير في رجال من أهل العلم أن عائشة قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول وهو صحيح إنه لم يقبض نبي قط حتى يرى مقعده من الجنة ثم يخير فلما نزل به ورأسه على فخذ غشي عليه ساعة ثم أفاق فأشخص بصره إلى سقف ثم قال اللهم الرفيق الأعلى قلت إذن لا يختارنا وعرفت أنه الحديث الذي كان يحدثنا به قالت فكانت تلك آخر كلمة تكلم بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قوله اللهم الرفيق الأعلى. This hadith is from Sayyidah Aisha, and this is one of several hadith that describe the final moments of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And these hadith, when put together, present us a detailed description of the greatest tragedy to ever befall the Ummah. In fact, there is a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whenever a tragedy befalls you, then console yourself by remembering the greatest tragedy, the tragedy of losing me. Speaking about this reality, that no matter what we face, the greatest tragedy to ever strike the Ummah is the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So this comes from Sayyidah Aisha, and she says that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sahih, meaning was in a state of good health, he used to say, no prophet's soul is ever taken unless he is shown, or until he is shown, his place in paradise and he is given the option. What is the option here? Yukhayyar. He is given the option to either remain alive or to leave this world. He's given a choice. She says, so when the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached and his head was on my thigh, she says, غُشِيَ عَلَيْهِ, which sometimes is translated as he fainted or he became unconscious. We could also translate it a little differently and say he was overwhelmed by the state of preparing for his soul to leave his body in the final passing. غُشِيَ عَلَيْهِ, kind of, we wouldn't say unconsciousness in the sense of being completely unaware, but he was preparing for leaving the dunya. He was in that state for a while. ثم أفاق, he came to his senses and fixed his gaze on the ceiling. He was looking up and he said, Allahumma ar-Rafiq al-A'la, which means, O Allah, with the loftiest companions. I said, in this case, he's not going to choose us. Meaning the choice has been given, and he has made the choice, saying, Allahumma ar-Rafiq al-A'la. And I came to know that it was the application of the narration which he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to tell us. And that was the final statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before his passing. Allahumma ar-Rafiq al-A'la. O Allah, to the loftiest or to the highest companion. The question is, why is this hadith mentioned in this chapter? The chapter again is about his statement that whosoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. The reason why this hadith is in the chapter is because it shows how the Prophet ﷺ chose to meet Allah after he was given the choice of remaining on earth or having his soul taken. He was given this choice and he made this choice, and it was a choice made out of love and longing, because he said, Allahumma ar-rafiq al-a'la. Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi, he comments on this hadith and he says, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose death, one should follow his example in this. So subhanallah, we don't get the choice, but he was given the choice, and you see the choice he made when the time came. Therefore, Ibn Hajar says, it's therefore a sunnah as well, that when that time is coming, that you willingly choose, that you go with a state of willingness and desire to meet your Lord. That is the final sunnah a person could practice before they die, if Allah takes their soul in that moment, is that state of wanting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Ibn Hajar goes on to comment on this hadith and says that it has other benefits. Number one, it teaches us al-jaza min jins al-amal. If you live a life of love and longing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you work towards that while hoping in Allah's mercy and forgiveness and not relying on your deeds, but you do what you have to do, then if you're leaving the dunya with a state of love and longing, and you receive the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Ibn Hajar says that when a person at the time of death shows signs of great joy, it is an indication that they have received the glad tidings of goodness. And the opposite is also true. When a person is showing signs of tremendous dread at the time of death, right as they're leaving, this can be a bad sign. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow when we talk about Sakaratul Maut, the pangs of death, in the next chapter. That's not always the case, but sometimes it is. And the last benefit he mentions, he says, loving to meet Allah Ta'ala through death is not included in the prohibition of desiring death, because it is possible to love to meet Allah without wishing for death. So what's happening here is there are other narrations which talk about not having a desire to die. Tamanni al-maut, desiring to die. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in other narrations, let not one of you wish for death. Let not one of you wish for death. But if you want, you can say, oh Allah, keep me alive as long as life is good for me, and take my soul when death is better for me. So generally, we're not supposed to say, oh, I want to die. You know, we shouldn't wish for death. But that's not what is meant here. This is when a person is really in the final moments of their life, to basically let go. And you're not clinging to the world anymore. Just, ya Allah, I'm going to meet you. I am pleased with you as my Lord, and I desire to meet you. So loving to meet Allah Ta'ala in that state is not the same thing as going through your life and saying, oh, I wish I could die. And even that, even wishing for death, it's not a blanket prohibition. There are situations and times and places where a person could wish for death. There are narrations which talk about that. If a person is in a time of great fitna and they are afraid of losing their deen, they could make a dua for Allah Ta'ala to take their soul for fear of falling into fitna. And in one narration, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that towards the latter age, towards the Akhir al-Zaman, a time will come where a person will pass by a grave and will say, I wish I was in that person's place. But we're not talking about that. So this is the final hadith in this chapter. And the next chapter, chapter 42, we'll be looking at Sakaratul Maut, or the pangs of death, the feeling of intensity, sometimes of a kind of distress and a pain that's associated with the ruh being separated from the body in that final moment. We'll speak about those narrations in connection also with the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.